When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The movies are back, baby, and if you're looking for a weekly podcast to keep up with all the new releases and all the hottest news and rumors coming out of Hollywood, check out Movies, Baby, with 5 Y's. Is Emma Stone on track for greatest actress of all time?
What's the best Godzilla movie of all?
What's up with John Cena?
Love Lies Bleeding? We'll take more where that came from.
What movie should have won Best Picture at this year's Oscars?
Hint. The name of 2 months and they ain't close together.
Those are just some of the topics we've discussed on recent episodes of Movies Baby. Every week on Movies Baby, Forever Dog co-founders and lifelong movie fanatics Brett and Joe break down the hottest movie news, review the latest releases, shout out forgotten classics, and prophesy the future of Hollywood. You can listen to Movies Baby wherever you get podcasts, and you can watch Movies Baby live every Thursday night on YouTube at Movies Baby with 5 Y's. Movies Baby!
Forever Dog!
Hey there, Double Threat listeners, and Happy New Year. We are so excited to bring you the first Double Threat episode of 2021. But before we get started, a quick note. This episode was recorded before Alec and Hilaria, that's the Baldwins, were in the news over the holidays, so you won't hear anything about them on this episode, just like you won't hear anything about Bean Dad or Mike Love at Mar-a-Lago. But I do have one breaking news update for you, hot off the presses. Over the holidays, Julie and Tom both discovered that they had been blocked by Alec Baldwin on Twitter. That's right, you heard it here first. Julie and Tom blocked by the world's biggest Broadway Danny Rose fan, and maybe in a future episode we'll have more on this always developing story, but for now, please enjoy the first Double Threat episode and the first Baldwin-free Double Threat episode of 2021.
Happy New Year.
So we look now, and this is the start of a new year, right? It's 2021. And
I hope so, because we're recording this in advance of 2021. So God willing, we will have made it.
Yeah, that we made it through to the other side. And if I didn't, I'd like to say, Julie, I think it's great that you have your new co-host on Double Threat. I'll leave a moment of silence for you to put, for Brett to put their name.
Oh, okay. Randy Rainbow. Or
I think that will be great. And you and
Randy Rainbow
will have a fun time making people laugh with the new Double Threat. And I will be watching over you from heaven. I'll be watching over you from
heaven
to try to make things as funny as possible. And if I can sprinkle a little
rain,
angelic comedy dust on you, I will do so from above.
Heaven.
So that's my little message. But I'm going to assume I made it.
I'll give my message if I'm dead.
Yeah,
Tom,
please.
If you do this show without me, I'll fucking haunt you.
Oh, so that's okay.
I will haunt you. I will haunt your family.
Oh, my goodness. So this is how it goes, huh?
Oh, boy.
All right.
I'm going to be.
Fair enough.
I'm going to be a one of those spirits.
Yeah.
That you're going to have to get an exorcist if you want to.
A wraith.
And a good one. You're going to have to get one of those, you know, scary old timey priests if you want to get me out of the house.
Not some fly-by-night exorcist. I got to say, this is probably, for somebody who is not big on crowds, this is the ideal year for Times Square. Mm-hmm. For New Year's, watch that ball drop.
You're going to go to Times Square?
Alone. It'll be like I Am Legend watching
Vanilla
the ball.
Vanilla Sky style.
So yeah, just alone in Midtown Manhattan. Just me and the coronavirus watching the ball drop.
What if you buy a whole shawarma and stand there licking it like a lollipop?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'd be charming, right? Who wouldn't want to see that? Just an adult licking a shawarma on New Year's Eve in Times Square.
Holding the, but the center's still hot. So you're like, hot. And then you take a lick and then you go, hot.
Yeah, but it's not hot at all. It's been, I've had it for 4 hours.
And it's below, it's like 10 below zero.
Yeah, it's clearly not hot. And I'm just like, piping hot. So hot in my mouth.
That's a good character for you to like.
It's hot and spicy hot.
Oh, yeah. That's another. Because I was going to say like your character. I was going to say it was limited that you'd only go places and order hot beverages and hot food and go hot. But then you can also go someplace and order spicy food and do the same thing.
Well, that's the whole thing my character will do. I'll just be like, hot. And then somebody will go, is it hot, temperature hot or spicy hot? I'll be like, spicy hot. So hot.
Or people would have to take bets on like, is it spicy or temperature wise?
Or both. It would be just like hot. Oh, both.
Then this character like runs out of food and drink. And so he goes to NASA and tries to touch rockets.
Yeah. Hot. The side of a thing. Touching it. Just putting my hand right on a stove. Hot.
And then we send you to like a volcano. This is actually like kind of an amazing idea when you think about how many possibilities are open.
I think we actually came up with a legitimately great idea that people have gotten very successful off so much less than the idea.
We can call it the hot guy.
The hot guy. Exactly. Julie and the hot guy. And you're just always like, so is that hot? Spicy hot or temperature hot? Oh, hot. Temperature hot. Oh, so hot.
But wait, are we going around? Are we solving murders? Like, why are we?
Well, we start off. It's like a travel log show. It's like our no reservations.
Okay. But so we start with like, food. Like the first season is just food.
Yeah. Where it's me. It will just be like, okay, now we're at this. Deli.
The soup man. We're at the soup man.
We're at the soup man. Take a taste of this soup, hot guy. And I'm like, hot. And you're just like, is it hot temperature hot? Hot, so hot.
Am I playing the straight man? I'm like, here in New York City, there's a lot of different flavors. Like, what am I doing?
I'm going to try this spicy crab bisque. And I'll be like, hot, so hot. So spicy hot.
Second season, they're like, we can't afford to, like, you can't travel.
We flew you guys around the globe to basically watch that idiot take a spoonful of soup.
We convinced them that it couldn't be done nationally. They're like, what about New Orleans? They've got some, like, cage. We're like, no!
we're like, no, we need to start off.
We want to eat India. Those peppers.
we need to start in India. And go from there. And I'm just like, the budget is sky high. All the COVID testing for this dumb show. Like, people having to quarantine for 2 weeks so that they could be on camera with, hot.
And then we hear a recording of you, like, Tom Cruise being like, this is not going to get shut down.
Yeah.
I have been on the phone every day.
Every production.
Insurance agents. What does he say?
Yeah, I can't even remember. I just love it. We talked about it before. I'll talk about it till the end of time.
Yeah.
I love him yelling at everybody. I loved Christian Bale yelling at that that DP who completely 100% earned getting yelled at. I will stand by that. He like walked into the shot while they're shooting like a thing where Christian Bale has to pretend he's a spaceman, basically. So he looks like a complete moron in front of all these adults who are just like, think about it. There's 300
like,
people
on a set.
What's
for lunch? When do I get to eat lunch?
There's 300 people in a room. One of them is acting like it's outer space and the future. It is like, sounds like an idiot. And he's trying to just like act, and it's the most embarrassing thing ever. And then mid performance, the DP came in to like adjust something.
The DP's like, do.
Yeah. I think he was doing a little amble on in. And the thing is that DP, when that story happened a million years ago, everybody was like, oh, look, another actor out of control. And he's like, he's just yelling at a member of the crew. It's like, well, first of all, the DP is not a member of the crew. Right. This guy's probably making as much as anyone who's not an actor on the thing is making. Like, that guy's making a truckload of money. Don't act like he's like the craft service person. The Christian Bale started yelling at the craft service person.
Right. Who's like, I'm trying to be 67 pounds in this movie and you keep offering me buttery biscuits.
Yeah. It's like,
they smell irresistible. Darlene, you know I can't resist your biscuits.
What's the best thing you've seen on a set?
Happen?
No, food wise.
Well, I don't know, but I remember that first season we did Difficult People. The only snacks they kept bringing around were soup. And I remember thinking, do you remember that when we were shooting the first season? Because like, it would be like 10 at night and they'd be like, okay, time for a snack. And then I'd be handed a Dixie cup of like corn chowder. And then it would be like 3 p.m. And
well, here's
then
a
I'd
little...
be handed a cup of like gumbo. Like,
well, I'm going to let you in on a little secret, Julie.
Yeah.
The reason they kept making soup is because soup is 80% water. And it's a budget thing. And it's just, it's the cheapest way to feed everybody where they're just like, let's make some soup.
Clearly.
The thinnest,
I think they brought their own
soup.
Cauldron. I think, if I recall, there was a cauldron of some kind.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure they were stirring up a big cauldron of soup. Because then it's just like, it's just cheap. It's just a great way of saving money.
I know. I just remember, like, because I was so preoccupied with a million things that first season, and I remember constantly being hungry and constantly being handed Dixie cups.
Yeah, here's a Dixie cup of soup. You know what I would say if I got one of those?
What?
Ooh, hot, hot, hot.
So okay, so second season, they're like, "We're done traveling you around the globe, you idiots." Have cost us so much money.
They think they're going to rein us in on the second season where they're just like,
right,
you can't fly all over for food. And we're like, gotcha. No, we hear you loud and clear.
Then we go to outer space. Then we go to NASA.
Yeah, we go to the space program, which costs them 700,000 times as much
like,
as the
like,
food.
We're not going to go up into space. We're like, no, we're just going to hang out like at the station and like touch equipment, which I'm sure will get hot.
Yeah. Yep.
And then we go into space.
And then we go into space.
The next thing, you know, they're like watching, they're watching the dailies.
Yeah.
And it's like footage of like 10, 9.
Yeah. And then they hear, ooh, hot, hot, hot.
And they're like,
is that coming from inside?
Assholes are on that rocket, or they're watching the news at night with their kids, and they're like, in the lighter side of things, two comedians were shot to the moon today.
Yeah.
Two podcasters.
Yes. Costing AMC. Crackle. AMC. Costing AMC $3.8 billion in production costs for the cost of a rocket. Remember when Comedians and Cars was on Crackle?
I do. Comedian and Cars getting crackled.
Yeah. Now look at it.
Yeah. Please. Actually, you know what? Don't look at it. How about that? Oh, but I did watch the part where he tells Bridget Everett that Bobcat Goldthwait, who directed her pilot, is a piece of shit.
Yeah, because he had the funny habit of making fun of him for dating a 17-year-old. That's it. So it's funny that Jerry would have a bee in his bonnet about Bobcat, the guy who actively goofed on him for dating a high schooler.
Well, and we'll say bully him because we know who's the high status, you know, party.
Oh, yeah, no, he tries to act like I just hate these comedians that do the, like as if he hates prop, like he's trying to make it like
right.
It's
trying
a
remember
matter of
what
quality.
Bobcat is in order to like categorize him instead of, I just hate this guy because he was like, he called me out on dating a 17-year-old.
Yeah. He just tries to make like, I don't like his humor.
Also, poor Bridget was just like, had to sit there and like laugh. He was like, ugh, not poor Bridget, but you know what I mean. That was just so
no,
lousy.
But they all, look, nobody wants to be in that car with that guy.
Can you imagine?
Nobody wants to be in a car. You get the thing, Jerry tells you he wants you on the show. Oh, like the emperor has from on high, you get to go ride around in a Studebaker with Jerry Seinfeld on the on the Long Island Expressway.
Yeah.
And go to some coffee place where he gets to be imperious.
Not a fan. So he and Leno both like cars equally?
They do. They both
like
cars.
I doubt that. I bet Leno likes them more. Don't you think Leno likes them more? Because he likes, because doesn't he take them apart and work and put them back together again? Or
yes.
No?
Jay's an old-fashioned grease monkey. He likes getting in there, takes off the denim,
Different denim?
Yeah, puts on his workshop denim. Takes off his casual denim, puts on his workshop denim, gets
Brett,
in there.
Can we try to get Jay Leno on this show? We would be so respectful to him.
Oh, my God.
I swear
absolutely.
To God. We would be so ingratiating, and we would speak to him as fans. I know Tom's been watching all these Letterman interviews with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I want to ask him questions about, I asked Meryl Marco on the best show.
I heard
show.
This week, yeah.
I asked who paid for the videos that Jay was making that he would submit that would play on late night. He would do these like remote pieces that were clearly not written by the staff that Jay was like showing up with.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if Jay thought they were like an investment toward getting a talk show, that he'd go out of pocket for $3,000 and make one of these things.
Yeah. I mean, this was before he was like, what is he like? Only
he was just a stand up.
Right. But what isn't his thing with money that like he only keeps the money he gets as a stand-up or something? Like he's
he only
got some,
spends
like,
the money. He never touched his Tonight Show money is what he brags. He never touched a nickel
I'll
of
touch
it.
I'll touch it.
Grubby,
I'll get my grubby Corona fingers all over it.
This
is what I will do. I will touch every... This is what you do. You take all of Jay's Tonight Show money, you turn it into the filthiest singles. Mm-hmm. Put it in a, you know, Jay's garage, like a big garage, right? I will touch every dollar bill and I will lick my fingers like they have Dorito dust on them if I get to keep some of it.
What about a movie, if we pitch Jay a movie called Leno's 11, where 11 comedians try to rob the Tonight Show money?
I thought you were going to say the Tonight Show to get him back on TV again, but it better that it's his vault.
Oh, no, you know how I feel about that. I feel
it's only a matter of time.
I think Jay should make a run at the Tonight Show one last time.
Yeah.
Take it from Fallon. And then he is literally the Muhammad Ali 3-time champion of late night. No one has done it. It is amazing that he did it when you think about it, where they're just like, Jay's leaving the Tonight Show. And it's 5 years. Remember, it was like 5 years. Wasn't it five?
Yeah,
right?
five years when you think of like anything could leaving. Happen in 5 years.
Yeah. What a colossally dumb thing. 5 years from now, Jay's stepping down. And then he just stayed popular. And he's like, wait, why am I leaving again? And then Conan came in and was all not ready for that at all, and that was not a good show,
you know. TBH, to be honest, that whole like in 5 years Conan will get the Tonight Show is very Rumpelstiltskin. It's very
how
like
so now?
I'll spin the straw into gold, but like when you have a baby it's mine.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, whatever, like I guess that'll never happen because I live in a Shit, I don't remember what her game was in that.
I think she was playing the, she was being Pennywise and Pound Foolish, some would say. Because,
Pennywise.
Georgie? Oh, no.
Georgie, do you like to eat popcorn? Do you like to eat popcorn?
What about a shirt?
And I
don't want to, I don't want to do any Jay Leno shirts until we see if we can actually get them on the, if we find, this is what I'm going to say.
Please try as hard as you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
To get Jay Leno on Double Threat. We will be so nice to him. Why are you smirking like that, Tom?
Because all I can think is to ask Brett the next question I've been dying to ask him. Any word from Jerry?
Radio silence from Jerry. From Jerry. And I also, I got to tell you, I'm riding this one out. I wrote a quick, hey, that was a joke, and I deleted it, and I didn't send it. So
okay,
we are in a standoff right now.
You are better than I am. I would have sent some kind of thing saying, hey, that was just a joke. You know, we're doing a bit on the thing. I didn't write that. The two animals I told you about last week, well, they're at it again. They got out of their cages again, and they made me write an email to you.
Well, and Tom, I know you owe me two Forever Dog tweets. So
of course,
I'm working on those.
Silence. Radio silence from G of TP.
And see, the thing is, I didn't say which account you were going to get those Forever Dogs links.
I'm going to get your burner.
Tom's got a couple burners.
Yeah, I got my.
Seinfeld today.
Seinfeld today. I got Pompeo fan.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get it from that.
You got Randy Rainbow. That's you, Randy Rainbow.
I work under the name Randy Rainbow sometimes.
He's got a bunch of followers. That would actually be good.
Yeah, why don't you promote our show on your Randy Rainbow account for once?
Yeah, well,
it's a long game.
You guys aren't ready yet. I haven't heard what I need to hear for Randy Rainbow to tweet out about the show yet. You haven't gotten there yet. And okay. I'm talking about you guys as if I'm not one of the people. You guys aren't ready. You're just not ready.
You're green.
No, last episode we
we encouraged Brett. We encouraged
him.
We persuaded him.
To the head of the merchandise company TeePublic.
Do we know if he's the head? I just thought he was a guy. I thought he was just Jerry from TV. I never asked him his position.
He's our rep. He's a solid middle of the.
He's the liaison. He's specifically the Forever Dog.
I have a feeling
we're gonna get a new rep.
We're gonna have to intervene and be like, first of all, we would like to apologize. It was a joke. We know that. We ask you to please rehire Jerry. We did not mean to create the mess we created.
And by the way, all this, like, Tom and I are like laughing through this, but during the apology, we are going to be so serious.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to be like right into the camera. Like, Tom and I are here today because we are deeply sorry.
In the quest to be funny, we made a huge mistake.
We hurt someone.
Can I actually just get like a clean apology here and then I can just sort of cut it out later? And,
no.
You know, just when I need it.
What if we just do an all-purpose apology right now that could be for any thing and then Brett can plug in who it's for?
No.
No, you don't want to?
No, I don't. Because he'll always have that. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Don't promise Rumpelstiltskin your baby.
That's true.
Till you see that baby and you look at it in his eyes and you go, is this an evil baby?
Do you know how the Rumpelstiltskin story ended, the original one?
So I'm going to guess, and you tell me if I'm right.
Sure. It's
he jumps up and down until he goes to hell?
That's one version. That's kind of the like nicer, I think, like moral of the story version that they kind of did later. The original, he gets so mad that they figured out his name. It says he stomps one of his legs into the ground so hard that it buries him up to the thigh in one of his legs. Okay. And then he takes his other leg and he rips himself in half upwise so that he essentially rips his body in half just because they found out his name. It's a incredibly grotesque ending to a to a story.
Are you a real Rumpelstiltskin fan over there?
I don't know where I pulled that one from. That was
what we got to do, Tom.
Julie's like, well, there's one version where he like stomps himself there. You're like, well, that's one version of it. Like, suddenly it's like Adam Knows Everything or whatever that show is.
I've been waiting for you guys to talk about Rumpelstiltskin.
Brett knows everything about Rumpelstiltskin.
Julie mentions Rumpelstiltskin, and Brett's just like, oh, here we go. Keep this
cool, Brett. Keep cool.
Play this cool. Act like every week Brett slides all this Rumpelstiltskin stuff out of the eye line of the Zoom camera.
Because I let it go through the initial run, and I was like, "Julie's going to call this back," so I'm just going to sit.
Yeah.
If I bring it up on the second time, then it'll seem super relaxed and
sure,
and cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Brett just has all this Rumpelstiltskin merchandise that you're not sure why there's Rumpelstiltskin merchandise, because it's never been like a successful property.
It's a part of the website, and Brett's like, "That's a mistake. I'll talk to Jerry about that." It's like unlocked. You have to get 3 tokens to unlock the secret Rumpelstiltskin section of our merch page.
The Rumpelstiltskin section of the page.
I have a good idea for a Christmas gift for Brett from us.
What's that?
We get him a bottle of Rumpelstiltskin. What was it?
A cameo from Rumpelstiltskin. Is Rumpelstiltskin on Cameo?
Hey, Brett! Happy holidays! It's me. I heard you're a big fan. Mm-hmm. I guess you know my name already. Anyway, your friends Tom and Julie just want to make sure you have a good Christmas.
Julie, did you hear the Smokey Robinson cameo?
I heard about it, but can we play it, please? Because I understand he pronounces the Festival of Lights in a colorful way.
Brett, have you heard this yet?
I haven't, no.
This is a pretty good one. If you just type in Smokey Robinson cameo.
They told me that you used to live in Detroit across the street from me. And gosh, that's beautiful. How are you doing again? Nice talking to you again, I guess. But anyway, you're living in Vancouver now. And they wanted me to wish you happy Chinooka. I have no idea what Chinooka is, but happy Chinooka because they said so. Anyway, God bless you, babe, and enjoy Chinooka. Have a wonderful time.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. Then he follows it up with, I have no idea what it is.
You could make a case that the pronunciation should be changed to Chinooka to honor Smokey Robinson.
Is there anything to like pitching Randy Rainbow, like a Chinooka Chattanooga choo choo, like funny, like,
oh, I
pardon
think
me, boys.
Pardon me, Smokey. Pardon me, Smokey. Is this the Chinooka choo choo?
Cameo.
Is this the cameo Chinooka choo choo?
That was
great. We would
like
to apologize to.
No, nope, don't
Rainbow.
Do it, Tom. Don't do it. Don't give Brett a soundboard.
I've done a lot of talking.
Regrets.
I've done a lot of talking, and now it's time I do some listening.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, 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 another New Year's is upon us, and you know what that means. New Year's resolutions. For some reason, just because it's January, we all suddenly get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we're already doing right. Therapy, on the other hand, helps you find your strengths so that you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes in your life that really stick. And if you're thinking of starting therapy or changing therapists, consider BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So celebrate the progress you've already made in your life this new year. Visit betterhelp.com/Tom and Julie today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/TomandJulie.
Every sport has their big, juicy controversy. Boxing has the Mike Tyson ear bite. Cycling has Lance Armstrong. Baseball has its steroid era. Curling has Broomgate. It's a story of broken relationships, houses divided, corporate rivalry, and a performance-enhancing broom.
It was a year I'd like to forget.
Broomgate, available now.
Brett, remember that family, was it the Holderness family?
Mm.
And they were like, oh my God, this is like a family that became like YouTube star, tried to be YouTube viral video sensations. And then I think it just ran out, but then they're still pushing twice as hard.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure this is the time of year where you've all either spent enough time with your families or had to deal with your families because they're mad at you that you didn't come home. But at least your families are not YouTube stars.
This is this year's version.
God. Coming out of this year, I know we've been kind of sad.
No, I hate this. Yeah, no, stop. Bad. Please stop. Stop this. Stop it. Stop it.
That might be an all-time record of shutting a video off.
That was pretty quick.
I feel like I've been exposed to strobe lights.
Because they're a very, this attractive family.
Wait, can you just show the one from like a few years ago that Tom was talking about? The original,
I guess? 8,000 of them.
There are? There wasn't like an original, like the first one?
Oh, there was one big one, was Christmas Jammies, I think, was the big one. And they keep updating it every year. But that's what happens to you. You feel the attention and then your compass gets all scrambly.
You mean these guys started out with a good compass?
Well, they started out with one where it was not at least it was not like completely perverted.
You like their early
by,
work. Oh, I can like see. Yeah, at least it looks like a homemade video.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a Holder Nye 2013 in review. Video Christmas card part 2. Dancing in the front yard night and day, and the neighbors walk by, and this is what they say.
Are those Christmas jammies?
They are Christmas jammies. Check it out, we just bought a Prius V, and it matches these perfectly.
Sounds like
wearing Christmas
cool
jammies.
Flex, weird flex, but okay.
Now for Lola, 2013 was full speed ahead. She now has a medal hanging over her bed because she ran a triathlon, and somehow she looked like she was having fun. She can count to 100 in shine.
I get this. I realize what's going on. I hate the dad. Mm-hmm. I hate the dad. I hate him. I hate him so much.
You hate Mr. Holderness?
Mr. Holderness, yeah. I like the family. They're cute. It's fine. It's goofy, well-intentioned. I hate him.
But that's the one that popped, Christmas Jammies.
Well, yeah, I'll pop a cap in my brain with a gun.
Can you show one different one? A contemporary one,
and he's still doing the lead vocals, I imagine, bopping around with his, like, I got salt and pepper hair, but I got a young spirit.
And I think he quit his job to do these.
Okay, quit is one way. Yeah,
we think this song needs another update.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's COVID outside.
I've got to go.
Nope, it's still COVID outside.
This evening has been
filled with screaming
so
kids.
Nice.
By nice, we stayed home and we ordered a pizza.
What do you mean by nice?
The numbers are through the roof.
Father will be pacing the
All right, please.
Is he wearing a shawl, like a pashmina shawl?
I think
you like him.
Yeah, I think for season 3 of Julie and the Hot Guy, I'm gonna step down, and you're gonna have to deal with him.
Don't you even?
He'll be like, "Ooh, hot, hot." He starts singing a song. Oh, good, mate, that thing gets hot.
What if that guy's an interloper and the real dad is tied up in the basement? And he's like, I really can't stay. He's like, I want to see my daughters. I'd have to go away. You're not fucking my wife, are you?
He's tied up down the basement. And then he's just like, then it just becomes like an action movie where he's just like, you get the hell away from my family.
Yeah.
when he gets loose.
Comes nobody. BTK
killer.
BTM. Bind, torture, and make YouTube videos with someone else's family.
BTYT. The BTYT killer.
Killer, yeah. I don't know. That guy just seems like he has an agenda that goes way beyond like celebrating his family. I'll put it that way.
Sure. Who did more mugging? Him for the thing or any of the mothers of invention in that 1968 footage of them on tour?
You know what? Say what you like, but I would totally watch a video called Christmas Jammy starring the mothers of invention from like 1969.
It's too bad that Matthew Holderness, I think that's his name, and Frank didn't get to work together. Right?
They would be two different personalities, I think. You think Frank would have like broken him?
I'm telling you about Christmas jammies.
But
Christmas jammies.
Wear them on the toilet.
Okay. I got diarrhea in my Christmas jammies.
I think Tom referred to Zappa without mentioning diarrhea within like 5 seconds. I was worried. I was really worried. I'm like, is Tom okay? Does Tom have COVID?
I'm going to use these Christmas jammies as toilet paper.
You've been listening to my playlist over and over again.
I have. I've listened to it.
You have not.
You made a great playlist. Undeniable. It's the best way to start 2021 is to with a little bit of Uncle Frank.
The Tom admitting that he loves Zappa. What did you say to Jerry? They only roast the ones they like. Remember when Jerry was still answering your emails, Brett?
Yeah. Remember before Jerry had you blocked?
Let's all remember a time when Jerry responded to Brett's emails.
Blocked and reported. There's definitely some just like basic legal protocol being handled right now at TeePublic in response to that email.
They got a lawyer. They got a good lawyer, I bet.
They're in the office now.
What are you going to say, Tom?
They're back in the office, like physically in the office trying to sort through. Like no one thought they'd be back in the office especially at this time of the year COVID. They're back in, masked, pouring through legal documents
and not wearing like TeePublic cotton masks. Like they're wearing like N95s.
Oh yeah, face shields and masks.
They're trying to figure out what the email is. They're like,
they're holding it up to the light. They're dusting it for
like
prints.
It's definitely weird, but is it like a threat or is
it?
Like...
they sent it to the guys that decoded the Zodiac. Yeah. They're like, how about you take less than 50 years this time?
50
nerds.
Years from now, they'll be like, we figured it out. It turned out that it was dictated to Brett.
Yeah, we found the podcast where they made him do it.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at those Zodiac decoders. Can we get them on the show, Brett, and yell at them?
Yeah. Let me get on that.
That is...
Can we do a shirt that's that Zodiac thing, but then we spread through it? It says, listen to Double Threat. Like,
yeah, that's a good
almost
idea.
Like a word, like a hidden word
that's
thing.
That's so cool. I love that.
Too bad we don't have a manufacturer anymore for this.
Remember when we had merch ideas and they would just die in the ether?
Yeah, we're just going to, and we're also, the next move for us, Julie, is to just act like we had nothing to do with the thing. Be like, well,
no, I've already,
Brett wrote a weird email to the guy.
I've washed my hand. That's why I didn't want to record the apology.
Sure. Apparently, Brett,
you're admitting guilt when you apologize. Yeah.
Brett was getting weird with him on email. And then
I heard he sent something weird that was like, he was like talking about how he lost money.
I don't know. I think I think Brett has a gambling problem. He's betting on preseason NBA games.
And then we'll change the rumor a little bit where it's like, I already asked Jerry for $25,000.
Yeah. I heard he borrowed all this money from Jerry and then lost it.
So why didn't Jerry answer his email? Because he was asking for more money.
He was scared. Jerry was scared. He was scared Brett was going to come get him.
I heard Brett sent like 4 emails.
Yeah, I heard he went off, and now
I heard one, like the last like three of the four didn't even have anything in the body of the email. He just had like really long subject headers.
Yeah. It was funny how when Brett had to drop his ask, it was to just take bitch out of the...
I understand it.
Oh, no, but I'm saying, but it was funny that was like such a point. It was just like,
it's called
all right, can we please take bitch out of
it's
the...
It's a negotiation. Yeah. It's a conversation.
It really was.
You gotta get to point B.
It was good.
You gotta give a little, get a little. So it's the first show of the new year, and we are going to take a page from our fresh new notebook. We're going to crack open our notebooks, and it's so nice and clean and new and fresh, and we're going to turn the first page, and we're going to do what, Brett?
Well, I noticed, you know, this is the time of New Year's resolutions, and we've been getting so many great clips coming in before the break, during the break, and I noticed that several clips we've been getting lately coincided with some of my New Year's resolutions. So I've got three clips here for you that all have something to do with the New Year's resolution.
Okay.
And the first one, 2020 was obviously a very uninspiring year for all of us. So in 2021, I'm looking to get some inspiration back into my life, to be inspired again. And thankfully, Joel Osteen Ministries.
Oh, my favorite.
Joel Osteen's ministry company, his big Christian self-help kind of brand.
Oh, my gosh.
They've got a product that is going to be perfect for my New Year's resolution. It's called the Inspiration Cube.
Oh, my goodness. Is this like a fidget spinner?
I think it's more like a magic eight ball, but in the but in the Joel Osteen universe,
but not satanic,
right? And it says, when you have this faith filled, hope filled attitude, the blessings of God are drawn to you like a magnet. Mm-hmm. Instead of living in the past or focusing on the difficult circumstances you may be facing, look to God, stay in faith, and prepare to see Him do the impossible. And that's a description of this cube.
So. This is an inspiration cube. And by the way, I noticed that it says, instead of buy this thing, it says request this great resource. And then it says, I'd like to donate. So you're not buying it. It's
a gift for donation, like an NPR tote bag. It's like you donate to his organization.
Joel Osteen, is he one of those people with so much hate in his heart towards LGBTQ people? Is he someone like that?
I'm not sure how vocal he is with it. I truly don't know. But if it was a magic eight ball, I'd say it would say
ask
like
again later.
Or no, it would say like not looking so good.
Chances are.
Like, yeah. Like I don't know definitively that he is, but I would say just like
signs point to yes.
Joel and Victoria would like to send you the Inspiration Cube. Wake up every morning inspired with this easy-to-use portable audio system filled with over 400 life-changing messages of hope, guidance, and strength from Joel. With a simple push of a button, remove any negative thoughts with a new message to inspire your day.
You may feel today like you're trapped. That is not how your story ends. Some dreams are waking up. Hope is waking up. Abundance is waking up.
It was almost like a friend was speaking to me. I'm at peace. My victory is already accounted for.
There's a lot of negativity in the world.
Who's that guy on the right? Oh my God. Stop. Who's that? Who's that guy on the right?
That's
He's
Joel
upsetting.
Osteen. That's Joel Osteen.
No.
Oh yeah.
Wait, Joel Osteen is underneath all that paper mache?
He's handsome.
Tom, he looks like someone took a bunch of paper mache, put it on a human, and then like took a Swiss Army knife and cut out where the eyes are. So you see these eyes like underneath the plaster.
To me, he looks like if you turned a Halloween mask inside out. And it's just like the flesh.
It's the canvas.
Yeah, like a weird white person-y, fleshy nothing with no defined features because it's the inside of the mask.
Oh, I hate looking at him. So this is a cube where you hit a button and you hear a clip of him saying something, like, and you hear a crowd in the background roar. So this is like a soundboard. We should make one of these, Tom, where you press a button and you hear us being like, what an idiot. Or
they suck. Or just like things that people think we say all the time on the show.
But we'll record a whole new soundboard of things being like, I'm stupid.
Yeah, they're stupid. We're smart. Like stuff that
Tom, you're so funny. Everyone else is so stupid.
Oh, yeah. Julie, you're the greatest. Everybody else sucks. And then everybody thinks that's what we just do on the show all day.
And people be like, it'll be like, ruin your day with the double threat inspiration cube.
Having a great day?
Not for long.
No. Yeah. Worried that you're enjoying your life? Well, we can fix that. Here's the double threat inspiration cube.
Press play. Weekends suck.
We should, I wonder if people write to him where they're just like, I shook the inspiration cube and now it doesn't work anymore.
I drank the fluid in the inspiration cube.
And now I'm sick.
I feel like there isn't any fluid in the inspiration cube. Well, then how come I found some?
There was something in there. I definitely drank it. All right. So that's one of the things we need for 2021. Some inspiration. And the inspiration cube will provide that. What else? What else would provide some goodness for 2021, Brett?
Well, I'm looking to get a little more physically fit in 2021, in some realistic ways.
Can't mess with perfection.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nothing. I'm not proposing anything big. I'm obviously not going to, we're not going to go to the gym every day or anything like that. So I'm looking for some realistic things I can do, you know, in my everyday life to just get a little more, even if it's just stretching or things like that. And luckily, listener Seth sent me this video. These two guys, Bob and Brad, who claim to be the most famous physical physical therapists on the internet.
Is this the guys with the best theme song of all time?
They have a very good theme song.
Okay. Tom, Shane sent this to me because he was like looking up exercises.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure it's these guys, but yeah. Sorry, Brett. I didn't mean to interrupt your setup.
No. I think you're right. You're right on track here.
These guys might have the best theme song of any. Yeah. Okay. If I'm thinking of the right people.
So this is Bob and Brad, physical therapists, and this video is best morning low back stretches for a pain-free day.
Bob and Brad, the two most famous physical therapists on the internet.
That's pretty good. I gotta say, can we hear it again?
Sure, one more time.
Bob and Brad, the two most famous physical therapists on the internet.
I like that final little meow. There's just a final little meow that like slips through that probably they should have clipped off. Meow.
Bob and Brad, the two most famous physical therapists on the internet.
Hi, folks. I'm Bob Schrupp, physical therapist.
Brad Heineck, physical therapist.
We are the most famous physical therapists on the internet.
In our opinion, of course, Bob.
Coming to you from our secret bunker. Today, we're going to talk about best morning low back stretches for a pain-free day.
Wait, what is Bob
and
doing
behind
him?
You can follow along and do these right as we do them.
Right. Actually, so, I do them. Well, you'll help, too.
Right. Do we want to talk about our giveaway right away, Brad? Well,
why not?
Okay. By the way, Brad, if you're new to our channel, you want to subscribe to us? We provide videos on how to stay healthy, fit, pain-free, and we upload every day.
Please pause this. I would like for us to record something that says, if we're dead in 21, you're listening to Double Threat hosted by Bob and Brad.
Yes. Okay. Do you want to give Brett a clean one of those?
Hi, Double Threat listeners. This is the late Julie Klausner. And you say?
And this is the recently deceased Tom Sharpling.
And you are listening to Double Threat, hosted by Bob and Brad, the most famous physical therapist on the internet.
Boom.
I think they're great.
No, this is great. And they are, first of all, if we do stay alive, there's no way these guys don't end up on Forever Dog.
Bob and Brad, the world's most famous podcasters on Forever Dog.
Hi, we're Bob and Brad, and we're watching every episode of Cheers. We're recapping
Bob,
every Cheers episode.
Bob, you want to introduce the one where Coach dies? Sure, why not?
Yeah. This was a good episode of Cheers. I like this one a lot. I thought this was a good one. I thought it was funny. I thought Norm had a couple good funny lines in it.
And we'll
be back next week.
Short version of us. Go to Twitter, Instagram, or the new one, TikTok. 60 seconds of Bob and Brad a day.
Say no more, Bob.
Let's get started, Brad.
Okay, so here we go. The stretch is going to start. I've got two sequences for a very good
now,
reason.
For people, can
it,
I just
but,
say?
You'll have to.
They're in a white room.
In a white room in the with white Bob room. And Brad, the most famous physiotherapist.
They are sitting on a... on what looks like a massage table kind
yeah.
of.
Yeah, they're sitting on a massage table.
They're at opposite ends of it. And I'm assuming Bob is on the left, Brad's on the right. Or no, I don't know.
I think so.
Because Brad is, it's kind of like, it's kind of like Bob and David a little bit where where Brad is wearing like a tie and is kind of just seems like the kind of the host of the thing in a certain way, the more adult of the two. Mm-hmm. And then Bob just seems kind of like a carefree, wild
Scamp.
Card a little
Scamp.
Bit with his royal blue,
golf
is
shirt.
That even a golf shirt? Yeah.
I don't know. I like that they're both not wearing shoes.
They're both not wearing shoes. They're both getting ready to do some stretches.
They seem to get along.
Yeah. Bob and Brad. Look, we could also make this point, Julie. We're talking about Bob and Brad taking over Double Threat. Why don't we take their thing over? Why don't me and you take their thing over?
What are we going to tell people to do?
The stretch.
All right.
Hold up a sign, has some stuff on it.
Let's see what they tell people to do if we could do it.
I know we'll do. This is the thing.
We're
just tell
them, people, Tom. We're going to get sued.
We just tell everybody to do the same thing they're telling them to do.
So steal their thing?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Wait, are they going to demonstrate? Oh, do you think Bob's going to demonstrate?
We got to keep our distance a little bit here. So while you're in bed and you're waking up. Oh, Bob.
You were going to put your head on the other way, I thought. Head down the other way so you can see your sign.
Well, whatever makes you happy, Bob. Oh, yeah, there we go.
This makes me happy.
So you wake up in the morning,
so the little one is Brad.
And you got a stiff back. It's a little stiff from sleeping all night for whatever reason. We're going to do some gentle stretching right to start off with. So get the covers off your legs so you got some room to move your legs.
The covers.
Knees together, feet together, and really gently do this hook line rotation. Grab your knee here, or underneath it actually works better, and a gentle single knee. Yeah.
I want to see Bob face down like a friggin' seal on a rock. Yeah, that's what I want. I want to see that.
Yeah, Brett's scrolling forward, and you get the little preview window, and I just see it looks like it looks like they're doing a little musical in there. Like, just go do that scroll again, Brett. Here, I'll... It's like a little flip book.
Yes, that's what I want.
This one is better on the floor.
No.
So you're going to arch up with the head down even.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the spot.
And then you arch the other way and bring the head up.
Great.
And you can see my back doesn't arch very well. And I don't put
your back. Whoa, Bob's loving it.
What are you laughing at? The cameraman's laughing. Yeah. I don't know what who.
No. Magic
what's he got? A broomstick?
Yeah, now he's poking.
No,
the one
Bob
guy
sleeps with his tie and shirt coat.
Yeah, this is how I sleep.
Yeah.
The one guy is on a table now, arching like a cat that's presenting, and
the other has a pole like what you use on a cat in heat.
The other guy has like a pole, like the kind that you'd zap a tiger with at the like at a cruel zoo would have like an electric wand
rod or something.
Yeah, and he's poking the other guy with this stick. Yeah, I don't know.
I like their dynamic. I like that the cameraman is laughing.
Now, Brant, can you just search one thing for me? I just want to hear. If you just search Joe Rogan kettlebell. Ugh. Just for 30, not even for 10 seconds. I just want to see him lift some kettlebells.
Oh, God. Oh, my. He looks like a kettlebell. His head looks like a kettlebell.
He is a kettlebell.
Oh, my God. With the headphones on, he looks exactly like a kettlebell.
Imagine that this is your favorite comedian.
Well, yeah, this is how we warm. We should publish our fitness of how we warm up for podcasting. What do his cool tattoos say? News radio forever? Hate this. 2 million views!
Oh, no, he's... yeah.
Just him breathing? At least he's not talking to Alex Jones. What if that's his next podcast?
Yeah. That's what comedy looks like in 2021.
The last thing, my last resolution for the year is, you know, in 2020, we obviously spent a lot of time by ourselves in our houses. So for 2021, hopefully at some point we're going to get back out into the world, start seeing people again. So one of my resolutions is to be self-aware in 2021, to be aware of how my actions are affecting other people, so that when we, you know, get back out into society, we're not just, you know, acting like selfish, isolated people. And so on that note, this is a video that we got from Mike, submitted to us from Mike. And it's going to take a little bit of build up here. But basically what happened is there was a sketch comedy festival, and there were these two sketch comedy groups. One of them was called O Theodora, and they're the ones that sent this video in. Both sketch comedy groups were supposed to have 30 minutes each. It was like an hour showcase. Each group gets 30 minutes. O Theodora went first, and they did a tight 28 minutes. They got theirs in and out. And then the group that followed them did an 83-minute show. this video that we're going to watch.
I don't know why that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. Did you? The one, Urge, or you guys, you have 1 hour. You have 1 hour to do this. The first, O Theodora is like, we can get this down. Hey, guys, we 28 minutes. That's good. That's a good. That gives them 2 minutes for us to get off stage and for them to get up on stage and turn it around.
I'm going to leave them wanting more and be considerate to our co-performers.
Yeah, the other group. Yeah, we're just gonna do 83 minutes. Yeah, we'll go.
It's like the length of a comedy movie in the 80s. Yeah,
we're going to go 55 minutes over our allotted time. 50, like... All right, I got it. This.
All right, so this is, we obviously can't watch the whole 83 minutes, but this. Hey,
speak for yourself.
That'll be a special. Well, that'll be the first thing on our Patreon.
Well, this 16 minute video is just their scene changes. So this is only their scene changes.
So somebody filmed the set and then did a cut of just the scene changes?
Yeah, they did a cut of just the scene changes, and this is 16 minutes long.
And do we know? Okay, so this is a sketch group. Not an improv.
A sketch comedy group. This is their big, you know, big showcase that they're doing. It's supposed to be under 30 minutes.
It's called What Not to Do at a Comedy Show.
Oh, my God.
And it was published by the sketch team that did the right thing, which is...
Yeah. I cannot wait.
I like that. I'm going to say, O Theodora, I'm on your side because you guys are so spiteful. You're clearly funny. Because you guys were so mad. And yeah. By the way, it's not like they went second. That's the other thing. That's not like,
yes, exactly. O Theodora was in and out. Nobody's blaming them for anything.
No, but they're so mad they made a cut of, look at these assholes that followed us.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Correct. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour,
So it's just a comedy. It's like an improv comedy stage.
The opening to Guns N' Roses.
Lights are flashing.
Black Box Theater. And it's taking a little while, I'm going to say, for a scene change, don't you think? What are they doing? They're backstage putting wigs on?
I think they're getting pumped.
Yeah, this is the intro. This is when they come out.
Oh, okay. That's what it was like being Sharon Tate and opening your door and having like Tex Watson and everyone like rush in. Was the energy of those people running out onto the stage? And they're gonna dance for 25 minutes. And they're moving the they're moving the chairs around.
Everybody's sure just fine. Dancing and
they're like loving dancing with each other.
Oh my god, they're like
people who just dancing.
One guy's,
oh my god.
It's like some people are giving and getting lap dances to each other. This
they're
is weird.
They're loving it. They're like, they're going to love yeah. watching us love this. Okay. Bingo!
It's just a rapid fire cut.
All right.
Now
well,
they're
O.
doing
Theodora
chicken walks.
Are masters at edits. I'll tell you this. They're just showing clips of the, they're doing a supercut of the worst show they've ever seen that, again, did oh not God. Upstage them. It followed
no.
them.
No, it's meant, it is maybe the least necessary video
I
to make.
It. I love it. They're the double threat of sketch groups, I'm going to say, at least attitudinally. So they
Which
showed
one?
Two
oh,
moments
Theodora.
Of a stupid sketch. One was, what was it? He said bingo or something.
Yeah. So now it's them back on stage doing
dancing
around.
And they're moving the tables around like it matters. Okay, so their method is like a couple of us are gonna move the chairs, the other ones are just gonna dance. It's taking so long.
All right, then they're about to settle into the sketch.
Come on, people. We... Oh my God!
This is the meanest thing I've ever seen in my life. This is like, so I gotta say,
brilliant.
These. I feel so bad for
oh my
this
God,
other.
This is so great.
And they put up a little parenthetical. We get upset when we can't get our scene transition shorter than 7 seconds because this group is dancing to, they're doing full dance.
There are full dance like, and by the way, these aren't choreographed. It's just like watching like five white idiots at a party trying to move their bodies to songs that we all know and like just trying to show people that they're having fun, thinking that that will make us have fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as we saw from the clips of the sketches they showed, they didn't show very much, which I also respect greatly, is they're not changing into costumes or anything.
No.
Like, why are these transitions so long?
They're sliding around two blocks that they sit on. There's no reason for full, for like 4 minute songs in between little setups.
Keep going, please, Brett. This is amazing. Who's your favorite? Mine is the one with the giant white t-shirt.
Now they're clapping
like
and jumping.
I mean,
I'm telling you, also, just Brett, can you stop for one thing? Brett, they are going, they are full on dancing. Like, like you'd think it was like that they were at the gym doing like a class.
Or I was going to say, like, they just graduated college, they just graduated high school, and this is like the party afterwards.
But they're giving their dancing everything. Like, they're dancing so hard.
To paraphrase Mr. Zappa in Head, doesn't leave much time for your comedy.
Yes. Now they just closed the.
There's a blackout or fade out.
They went to blackout and you could.
To a tableau. They're still.
They're moving.
They're
going to
dance.
And
around.
Now they're dancing again. Oh my god! Again.
Oh my god!
This is so embarrassing. This breaks my heart.
Don't you think that Nexium.
This is how we start 2021.
This is how I'm putting it. I'm putting it as a positive spin, which is, I think O Theodora putting this together is how we start 2021, because it's our job to mercilessly and with an oddly placed grudge, considering again that they went first. This was not something they followed.
Yeah, they weren't sitting
backstage being like, when the fuck are we going to be able to go into our show that we've rehearsed?
Exactly. Now, O Theodora, the troupe, was
the
not saying
holding,
like,
yeah.
they're burning all of our time. They're taking, how far have they gone over? We're never going to get up there. No, they're done.
They're done. And they're like, well, let's cut this together and make fun of them.
This is the improv version of the Spite Store from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah. There's no reason for it to exist other than just vindictive. But I get it. I also understand it.
No, I respect it. I appreciate the, like, I would go ahead and say dance like nobody's watching. Because if this is what dancing like someone is watching is like, you should never do this.
Yeah.
Please continue.
I mean, they're jumping up and down and swinging their arms around.
We must have had a great show. I'm out of breath. Who's doing tech too? Like, if I were doing tech, I would have been like, lights up. Come on.
The other thing is, like, they just had a moment. They had a moment where the improvisers were 100%.
Did you hear that? What you just screamed? Sorry.
Oh, no, I could not.
Finish what you were saying. Sorry.
The improvisers were 100% ready to go, and the music still played for 20 seconds longer than it needed to.
The tech guy?
I'm saying everybody gets it. Everybody's tainted on this one.
I would like you to listen to, because there's another like shady thing O Theodora did, is just leave like one or two lines in from their sketches.
Which makes everything sound ridiculous. Yeah. Now the one guy's, and they're really going for a dance moment. This is, and it just popped up.
What they just said.
On the screen, it says, "Look how much time you have left in this video."
And it's 16 minutes.
Oh.
I like it when people yell at the audience, "Are you having a good time?"
And they're doing Michael Jackson dancing now. I'll say this: O Theodora better be the funniest.
They are. Based on this video,
I've
they
ever
are.
Seen.
They are. If this is their only output, they are. I bought us tickets to see every comedy show they do in the future.
To see O Theodora?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on their side. And plus, we know they'll give us a tight set.
You know, it'll be 28 minutes.
Mm.
But, look, God bless them.
Keep going, Brett.
Oh, please.
I'm very curious as to, like... What? Well, also, this is on the tech person. They should have...
It's okay. That's why we're here.
MySpace! Huh, I love it! Ow!
So they're just showing the blackout line to these sketches that they insinuated are horrible. Oh, they're doing the Running Man. That's horrible. So is the rest of the video just this?
My allegiances are shifting to this improv group. I now am on their side.
You are? What did it? The Running Man?
No, just that they're. Yeah, look, these are correctable. These are correctable situations.
But, when you say correctable, you mean like in The Shining when he was like, "I corrected them." You mean like murdered them with an axe?
No, I mean they could tighten this up.
You think?
I'm gonna say, "Oh, Theodora, you." I'm gonna go check some "Oh, Theodora" out later. You guys better bring it because you got some tood. Double threat. We got some tood, but we bring it. You better be able to.
You better be
bringing it, "Oh, Theodora." Please don't say it, Julie. Let's
see some more. Oh, I hate this. They're also dancing like kind of like jokey sexy, which I despise. It's the worst flavor on the entire spectrum. Where it's like, I'm joking around about being sexy, but I'm still like, you can still see my body.
Yeah. All right, this got me. Hold on one second. Hold on. The thing was fully set for them to start the sketch. The next one,
guys,
and these two guys are still dancing when everything is totally in place to just get ready to go.
So the tech guy is waiting for them to like sit down and start before he puts lights up and starts.
Now I'm back on the side of Theodora.
Oh, are they doing like fake gay stuff now?
Ooh, oh, wow.
Oh my God. How do these people have so much energy?
I mean, they are.
The performers leave the stage and run around in the audience? This is one of the bright sides.
I'm going to say this.
You're not going to be sitting in an audience when this shit happens.
No.
One of the bright sides of COVID-19.
It is. The theaters can't exist, so things like this can't happen.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, are they to blame when we're in this climate where comedy is considered fun, not funny?
I thought you were going to start the dynamic. Yeah. Right. I thought you were going to say, like, you can't say anything anymore.
No. I'm going to say this unnamed troupe.
Yes.
Which, by the way,
Brett, please find out what their name is because we must humiliate them fully.
Or celebrate them because I still vacillate between whose side I'm on with this.
So you're saying this troupe thinks that having fun means being funny.
They're just living it. All they're doing is playing by the rules that others have written. The idea that it's all right if it's not funny, but if it's fun, that's enough.
Right.
So they're dancing around. They're pawns. They're following what the overlords have taught them.
This is why people need to bring slightly rotten produce to shows again, the way they did in the time of the Bard.
Sure. Yes. Or you whip a freak dance DVD at their heads. Right?
Gonna say an eggplant, but sure.
No, they're going to
compost
a little too long.
Those freaks.
You go up to the merch thing. You get yourself a white claw and a freak dance DVD, and you whip the DVD right at their heads. Teach them a lesson. I love it. I wish. That's one of the things when live stuff comes back. First thing I see is this troupe. When we can get back in theaters, first thing I do is go to a 95-minute show with them dancing around to Thriller. They could do the whole Thriller dance on stage.
The whole Thriller album.
Yeah. I'll be cheering them on every second. I'll say, you guys go.
You'll just be like, I'm out of my apartment.
And I'll just jump around with them.
You wouldn't.
I might start an improv troupe now based on this group that just all we do is just
transitions.
All we do is transitions and pump the crowd up. We didn't write any sketches. We just power through how, yeah, and then something else happens here or whatever. And like, we go like,
everybody's talking. Yeah. And I'm like flexing my, like, my lower back.
Twinkies.
And
like whatever the outline is, like, I can't find my phone.
Check, please.
And then suddenly it's like, burn up. Hot town, summer in the city. Back around, we're just dancing
and I'm like
around,
shaking my body, like, yeah. Oh, I'm being so funny.
Everybody dance now.
Tom starts doing the Roger Rabbit.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully, we'll do a live show at some point. We'll do a Double Threat live.
Oh, that goes without saying. We got to get out there on the boards, me and you.
Once we get this, once we have written confirmation that everyone in the audience is vaccinated,
or everyone in the office has coronavirus, it's got to be one way or the other.
One or the other. We can't have any of these. Oh, some of us don't have it, and
either everybody completionists. You either got it or you don't got it. You got
you
it.
You either got it or you ain't.
Why don't we do two shows in certain places? One for people with it and one for people without it.
Okay.
And the one with it will be in like hazmat suits. Unless we have it. Unless we have coronavirus at that point too.
Look, I need the money and
like, yeah.
I'm on orbits right now. I'm like Milwaukee cat friendly hotel. No, well, I'm ready. I'm ready to do Double Threat Live.
Well, God willing, this thing gets under control. I can say this. Julie and I are going to get out there to your city, and we're going to do Double Threat right in your face.
We're going to fuck up your town.
And the kicker is we're going to have some merch that you can't get online.
Oh, wait, do you see this merch? And by then, we'll have a different... We don't know who's going to be making it. Certainly not TeePublic.
No, TeePublic... We legally will not even be allowed to mention TeePublic at that point because of an ongoing lawsuit.
Yeah. Jerry's lawyer will be like, hey, everybody, welcome. Or this will happen. The tech guy will be like, hey, like, I need to run these lights. Are you Brett Boehm? And be like, yeah. I'd be like, you've been served. And then
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, like, I work from about the estate of Jerry. Oh, yeah. No.
Hey, you're Brett from Double Threat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're served. Like just somebody trying to pretend that they're just like an excited fan. Oh my God, wait. I'm here to see Double Threat. Hold on a second. You're not Brett from Double Threat, are you? Yeah, that's me. Yeah, you're like, served. Throws the papers right in his face.
He has all the specifics. He's like, Brett? He goes, Brett?
Yeah. Brett? Yeah, I love when they call you Brett. It's so funny.
He's like, oh, Captain Crook, right? It's your favorite McDonald's. Yeah, that's me. Okay, yeah, so you are Brett from Double Threat. Yeah. That's me. You've been served.
You're served. These are the three things I wanted to do in my life, and I don't know if I'll ever get to do any of the three. One, hang out with a chimp. Right? Just hang out with a chimp for an hour. Jumping around, right? Throw him a banana, let him dance around, wear a hat.
Such a bad idea.
Number two, ride the little.
Face, and this number one, two, get a face transplant after the chimp.
After the chimp tears my face off.
Yeah. Number two.
Well, that's 1A. Let's say that's 1 and 1A, the face transplant. Number two will definitely never happen because I wanted to ride the little transport car in the Holland Tunnel that went along the side, and they're gone. They're gone. As a child, you'd go through the Holland Tunnel and you'd see the little transport car riding along the lip of the tunnel, and there'd be workers riding in it. I always wanted that as a kid. Can't happen. Third thing.
Why? It doesn't exist anymore.
They pulled them out.
Big?
They're gone. Cars are gone. Third thing, I want to serve somebody like that. You've been served. I just get you throw the paper, they hit him in the chest. You've been served.
That might be a good like part-time job for you. It'd be a good part-time gig.
I would love it. I would love to serve somebody once. Just you've been served. You just
if anyone's listening who could like help make that happen, like just tell us what the requirements are. I mean, do you have to be like A notary? We could make Tom a notary.
I could get a notary. Would you go get a license? I'll do that. Do you have anything like that, Julie?
Oh, gosh. I've had fantasies of, like, telling people off.
But what's, like, a fun thing? What's a fun thing? Not a... And it says a lot about my mental state that I'm like, no, pick a fun thing, like serving somebody legal documents.
I wouldn't mind like rolling around in a room with like 100 Basset Hound puppies.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like that. You want
to
just be
like to like eat my way out of an igloo made out of brownies.
Oh my God. Something like that would be amazing.
If I like an igloo this big, like I wake up and this is how it goes. I wake up in child's pose, fetal position, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wake up because I smell something really good. I open my eyes. I'm in this like little warm cocoon and I go, holy shit. I'm in an igloo made out of brownies and they're mm-hmm. warm. And then I see a little hole, but I'm like, I can't fit through that hole.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, I don't know how to make a bigger hole. And then out comes the chompers.
Now, are you straight up just chomping at it or are you tearing off pieces and eating it?
No, nothing. I wouldn't use my hands.
Okay. You know who'd be good at getting out of a brownie igloo?
Mm.
The 46th president of the United States of America with those chompers.
President Chompers.
Joe Biden. He'll be biting his way out of
it. Right? Here come the chompers.
They should call him Biden because of those chompers. Joe Biden.
I think we should sign off on that.
It's a name and it's a name and a sentence. It's just like Joe Biden is a name. Joe Biden is like, it's what he's doing.
It's great.
Imagine him. He's like, Julie, I'm also stuck in a brownie igloo.
He could be in a brownie, like Tudor two-story house. He'd be out before I would.
Yeah, like, do you think he has like a little crank thing on the side, like a little wind up thing, like those teeth? Is that what he does to get his chomps
like
going?
The chattering teeth toy, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, he might have something behind his ear with all that, like, I mean, not to tell tales out of school, but it looks like he's had a couple of facelifts.
What? No.
So I think the last one, you know, they like basically like pull your skin up and they just basically mm-hmm. like staple it behind your ear. Facelifts are very, very, they haven't really changed.
Look.
Technologically. So maybe when they staple it, they put a little button there too. So he presses that uh-huh. button and the chompers like wind up and like he can get out of a sticky situation.
I think the two best things he did was win the election and play. He also played the Necronomicon in Evil Dead movies. He was very good as the Necronomicon in those movies.
Will you show me what that looks like, Brett? I don't know that reference.
Well, get ready.
That's not what he looks like. It's so mean. What's the matter with you? That's not what Joe Biden looks like.
He kind of looks like the Necronomicon in Evil Dead.
He doesn't. Tom.
Well, he's even on the poster of the Evil Dead. Look. I'm a political satirist.
Uh-huh.
You're he like looks Andy a little Horowitz. Bit. On a scale of 1 to 10, I say he gets an 8 for looking like the Necronomicon.
No, he doesn't look like the Necronomicon.
Okay.
He looks like the mask.
Seven.
He looks like the mask when he says, somebody stop me.
Mm-hmm. All right. Maybe he doesn't look like the Necronomicon from Evil Dead. I apologize to the president of the United States.
The president elect.
But no, by the time people hear this, he's still.
Arguably. Look, hey, it ain't over yet. Remember when that guy said that to me?
I love all those videos. There's like videos. My favorite is, what's his name? Terrence K. Williams, where he's a comedian and he'll just be like, you think it's over? It's not over. You think we lost this election? We didn't lose it. And you're just like, oh boy, this, you're having a hard time, buddy.
It's like
I don't have to tell you, you lost.
Yeah. It's like the end of Batman when the Joker like left that recording of his laughter after he died.
Mm-hmm. That was after the, because he laid an egg, right? That was after the scene where the Batmobile lost its wheel.
That was Robin who laid an egg.
And Robin laid an egg.
The Joker got away.
The Joker got away. I'm so sorry.
That was like the best movie ever of the whole franchise.
Yeah.
Jingle Bells was the first act.
It took place at Christmas.
Yeah, it was a perfect three-act structure.
Yeah.
The first act is just how bad Batman smells.
Yeah.
It's Alfred like buying a gas mask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Christopher Nolan finally returns to tell another story from The Dark Knight.
It's like, he's like, sir, I bought you some more Lever 2000.
Yeah.
Alfred like takes a platter up to his room and like lifts up the platter and it's like, you know, deodorant.
And then Robin laid an egg.
It's act two.
Then the Batmobile.
Because the first act, Robin's like acting weird.
Yeah.
He's like cranky. He's blowing up at people. He's like hungrier than usual. He doesn't want to go out a lot.
Yeah.
He wants to stay at home and like sit on his nest.
Yeah. Yeah. when looking back, the signs are so clear. We should have all noticed that when Robin wanted to just stay in his nest,
he was getting ready to lay an egg.
Yeah. And then the Batmobile lost a wheel.
That's act three.
The big action scene.
Well, there was a big chase. And I think it had to do with like Batman had to like rescue Robin's egg. I think like the Joker stole it or something.
Sure. Yeah.
And meanwhile, this whole time, Alfred's like, if I may, sir, the odor is only getting worse.
Yes. Well, I can't think of a better way to kick off 2021 than what we just did. And I'm serious. There's some funny stuff here on Double Threat.
I can't believe the Joker got away.
He did, but don't worry. There'll be more Batman. Maybe we'll catch him in the next one.
For what, yeah. Easter?
There should be an Easter one, yeah. A squeakquel. What if it's a squeakquel?
We'd have to get Martha Kelly involved.
Oh, my goodness.
She loves them chipmunks.
She does love two people that love the chipmunks, John Waters and Martha Kelly. Yeah. I still think it's one of the funniest lines I've ever read is in one, I think maybe in Role Models when John Waters is just saying that, but who am I, like, what do I know with anything? I always thought Alvin and the Chipmunks were better than the Beatles, like growing up, the idea that he was just like, he was so certain that Alvin and the Chipmunks were better than the Beatles. It's the greatest.
Well, they're in good company. The chipmunks, I mean.
Yes. Well, and you know who else is in good company? I am.
I am, you, too.
Julie, and you, Brett, and you, the listeners.
We're so excited to be doing this show. We're going to keep doing it. And Happy New Year, and out with the old and with the new. And buy merch and follow us and send us clips and rate us on iTunes and subscribe and all that jazz.
And best to all of us in 2021. Bye.
Goodbye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production.
executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.